Jesus Christ, I greet cordially all of you, beloved children of Mary, who will be listening to this Easter message, which I would like to base on a beautiful talk that Holy Father Pope Benedict XVI gave during his general audience yesterday, that is, on Holy Wednesday. And I quote, "Tomorrow we begin the Holy Triduum, the heart of the entire liturgical year, a time when we immerse ourselves in the central events of our redemption. The Christmas serves as a prelude to these 3 days, as priests renew their promises to the bishop, who then blesses the holy oils and consecrates the chrism, signifying the gift of the Holy Spirit. At the Mass of the Lord's Supper, we recall the institution of the Eucharist, the supreme sign of Christ's love for us. As we venerate his cross on Good Friday, we contemplate the full meaning of his words, 'This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.' Holy Saturday finds us waiting in silent hope for the Easter Vigil, when every church will break forth in a song of joy at the Lord's resurrection. The celebration of the Paschal mystery recalls the depth of Christ's love. He did not wish to exercise his divinity as an exclusive possession, a means of domination, or a sign of distance between him and us. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. By sharing fully in our human condition, even to the point of death, not a death imposed by blind chance or fate, but one freely chosen in obedience to the Father's will for the salvation for all. May our fervent celebration of the Triduum draw us ever more deeply into Christ's Paschal mystery." So our Holy Father gives us these beautiful, encouraging and inspiring words, which I believe, if we truly take them to heart, and if we ponder upon them, will give us this beautiful inspiration and impetus and encouragement to enter the Holy Triduum with more joyful disposition of heart. Joyful because, why? Because we see that what we celebrate, as our Holy Father reminds us, is the central events of our redemption. So Jesus already did prove to us, through, as the Holy Father says, supreme signs of love, that we belong to him, that he loved us more than life, that he does not want to dominate over us, but that he comes to us in the form of a servant to share with us fully our human condition, of course, except sin, for he never sinned. But he shared with us our human condition so that our hearts would be put on fire with what? With childlike trust. Childlike trust placed in him. I find so much courage, you know, so much inspiration also in the words of our late Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. The words that he never was able to share with us, because he was supposed to share these words on the Feast Day of Divine Mercy, 2005, but we know he died on the vigil of that Feast Day of Divine Mercy. But our Holy Father left us beautiful, beautiful words, which I believe should set the tone for how we should celebrate, how we should, in what spirit should we celebrate Easter, and also how we should celebrate the Novena, preparing us for Divine Mercy Sunday. So he says, and I quote, "How much the world needs to understand and accept Divine Mercy. Lord, you who reveal the Father's love by your death and resurrection, we believe in you and confidently repeat to you today, Jesus, I trust in you. Have mercy upon us and upon the whole world." This message was prepared for Regina Celi, prepared for John Paul II, of course. It was supposed to be uttered on April 3rd, 2005. So yes, my dear friends in Christ, when we consider what Jesus did for us, how he manifested the supreme love through supreme signs of his love, which are accessible to us, available and present to us in our celebration of the Holy Triduum, and then of course celebration of the Lord's resurrection, Easter, and ultimately also Divine Mercy celebration, then when we take that in, when we ponder upon that, then yes, our response should be that of trust, as Jesus encouraged Saint Faustina, and as our Holy Father John Paul II reminds us of that. We should keep saying, Jesus, I trust in you with confident and joyful heart. This should be our response. Well, what if you find ourselves that in the past, or even not so distant past, that we, instead of being grateful and placing our trust in him, that we were so caught up in the preparations, shopping, cooking, and attending parties, going for outings and concerts perhaps, or meeting with our friends, but with exclusive focus on that and preoccupation about how things will turn out, whom we will meet and how exciting it will be, kind of forgetting that why are we doing these things. What if you find ourselves being culprits in this area? Well, I do believe that this calls for our turning to Mary, the Mother of Mercy, and our Mother, and asking her, please, Mary, first of all, help me to see that I was forgiven for this secular approach. Please immerse what was not immersed yet, any of my negligence, any of wasted graces, in the redemptive sacrifice of your Son, especially in the course of my celebration of the mysteries of the Holy Triduum, when I will be able to again receive his love anew, when I be able to say yes to his love anew, I will be able again to put my trust in that love anew, and to accept my mission to be the secretary and the ambassador of Christ's mercy, just as Saint Faustina was, in a different way, but yes, saying yes to that. So we must turn to Mary, not lose heart. If we see wasted graces, neglected graces, and then we should ask her, besides asking her to immerse those sins in the redemptive sacrifice of her Son, my dear friends in Christ, we should also ask her to help us to watch with her and all the saints and all the angels for an hour with Jesus. Jesus gives us angels, to help us to be watchful. They're our guardians. They're our protectors, our friends. And together with Mary and all the saints and our guardian angels, we can foster this more watchful attitude so that this time around, we see that the true reason for eating and celebrating, and meeting with our friends and going on outings is really to exclaim and to announce our joy stemming from belonging to Christ, that he conquers our fears, he conquers our distrust, he conquers our enslavements, our wounds inflicted by our sins, that he conquered all that, and he still conquers that if we turn to him, especially through Mary, a special instrument of God's grace, and if we evoke trustfully his mercy. Jesus left us through the Church, especially through Saint Faustina Kowalska, such wonderful promises connected to our openness to his mercy, that he will restore our dignity, give us the zeal to follow him, and the joy needed for us to be the messengers, again the ambassadors and the dispensers of his tender mercy, his love, his benevolence, his desire to forgive us our sins. I thank in a special way all the priests for serving so many of you, the priests from our movement, for their faithfulness in season and out of season. I thank you for your simplicity, your openness, your desire to share Christ's love also with us priests and with one another, with the family members. And I encourage all of us to keep putting our trust in the Lord, to keep sharing our joy of belonging to him, more unsparingly, in season and out of season, and focusing on the here and now, not on the past, but how Christ wants to manifest his love and mercy in our midst through Mary, and especially by allowing us to be immersed in the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus each day anew. To that end, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's keep praying for one another, especially during the Holy Triduum and during the Novena to the Divine Mercy, that the joy of belonging to Christ, the joy of Easter, may penetrate our hearts and our minds and be the source of our great peace, strength, and consolation. Amen.